It's the Brouhaha Podcast.
The Drive Brouhaha, brought to you by Russian River Brewery, Victory House at Poppy Bank Epicenter, and Home Run Pizza, home of the knuckleball at Larkfield Center. Joining us today, Eric Stanley, Deputy Director and Curator of the Museum of Sonoma County. Man, it's great to see you again. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, it's great to
Glad
have you.
To be here.
We're going to talk about some interesting things about beer and the Museum of Sonoma County. So you were gone 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. In England and Ireland. Where are you heading next?
Well, I'm not leaving again until June. I'm judging in Mexico. I'm judging the Aro Rojo, which means Gold Cup, in Mexico City, Monterrey area, actually. Maybe not Mexico City, it's Monterrey. But I'm going to try to stay put until then because I am helping the Museum of Sonoma County with their first exhibit of the history of hops and beer of Sonoma County.
This is very interesting to me, and it's great to have Eric Stanley back, Deputy Director and Curator of the Museum of Sonoma County. And we're talking about, it says here, on tap, Sonoma County Hops and the Beer Revolution. So,
that's
Eric,
right.
Pray tell.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm also very excited to be doing this exhibition because we've often talked about hops in Sonoma County, right?
Yeah.
It used to be huge.
Oh,
right. And the longer history of hops. And sometimes I think, you know, maybe with all apologies to Michael Pollan and, you know, the Botany of Desire, I think maybe the hops have chosen us, right? They've come here and they're determined to be here in some form or fashion. But what we're trying to do with this exhibition, which is a little bit different, is to tell sort of two parallel stories, but related ones, and to show how they're related. And so we're kind of going to have two paths to this exhibition, one that's really about the old history of hops and the agricultural history and the arc of that story, and then the other path, which tells you the brewing story.
That's
brilliant. And the beer revolution.
And when does this begin?
This is opening to the public on April 20th.
So. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we were hoping to kind of do it like when Pliny the Younger kicks off, but that's just going to be too insane.
Eric back on prior to the opening of the exhibition because we want to remind everyone. But this is so cool, man.
Yeah, we're actually going to be a sponsor. Brouhaha is, since I am helping with curating the exhibit, I've connected them with, I mean, they have obviously have their own connections as well, but I've connected them with a few people like, so Jack McAuliffe and Susie Stearns and Jane that actually started the first new brewery in America was after Prohibition. The first licensed brewery after Prohibition was in the town of Sonoma, and it was called New Albion.
Yeah.
And you'll see the sign above the bar in Russian Rivers on their 4th Street pub. And so I'm friends with Jack's daughter, and so she's going to come out. We're having Tara Nuren's going to come out, and she's going to read from some of her book because she interviewed a whole bunch of these people that are part of this beer revolution, of the women. And, you know, so that's really a big deal. You know, Natalie and Vinny are part of this. Eric's been talking to them. Mm-hmm. We've got our friend Ken Hartunian, who actually holds exhibits or festivals, fairs, I guess, with historical, you know, beer signs and stuff. Mark Carpenter is going to be a part of this. Ron Lindenbush, Lagunitas, Bear Republic, Don Barkley, who started, you know, Red Tail Ale.
We got to get Carpenter back in the train cars here because he hasn't been
tonight to have him on with Eric. But he just had knee surgery.
Oh, okay. Well, once he recovers, get him back. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, he will.
One thing I want to say, one of the many things I want to say about the Museum of Sonoma County, it is an incredible place. In an exhibition that I have checked out, it's called Sonoma County Stories. It's a permanent Sonoma County history exhibition. Permanent, folks. It is really cool, and it's all about one of my dear friends, Kate LeBaron, Drive Hall of Famer for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. She was.
She's wonderful, man.
Yeah, she was kind of at the core of that exhibition in terms of her, you know, storytelling about Sonoma County.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's lots of beer and hop related stuff in there. We have a couple of the oral histories that we have are from one from Babe Wood and one from Rayford Jones, who were two of the bigger hop growers historically. And we have some great artifacts. One I think we'll put in the exhibition. One of my favorite ones is we have the whistle off the top of Grace Brothers Brewery, which is just a cool object, you know, both for the brewery itself, but also, you know, as the whistle, the town the noon and 5 o'clock whistle for Santa Rosa for years and years all the time that Grace Brothers was running.
Yeah. The great historian of Sonoma County, Gayla Barron. It's called Sonoma County Stories. It's a permanent exhibition at the Museum of Sonoma County.
Have you been in the museum before, Steve?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. If you've never been in there, folks, it's like really, really, from like with the early 1900s, right?
Yeah, it was the old Santa Rosa Post Office, and it was built in 1910. It was kind of built after the 1906 earthquake, which destroyed the previous post office. And you know, weird story in terms of connections to maybe this might tell you something about the hop and beer history too. Is that the person who advocated to speed up building that building in the post earthquake, who wrote to the wrote to Washington, D.C., and tried to get it sped up to get the town off its knees after the 1906 earthquake was C.C. Donovan, who was a major hop broker.
Oh,
so
cool.
That gives you a sense of the kind of influence and the kind of power that some of those and wealth that those people
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful building, and it was saved. You know, it was not built on the spot it is now, but it had to be moved. To save it from, you know, in the 70s, most of that
it's
area.
It's on 7th Street next to the parking garage that's on the Macy's side of the Santa Rosa Plaza Mall.
Yeah.
So you've passed it, folks. Like, it has the columns and has the stairs, and inside it's beautiful wood and, like, marble floors and, like, incredible.
And the museum now occupies the whole block there on 7th Street.
Yeah,
from all the way between A and B Streets. So it includes a sculpture garden.
Yeah,
and
the
also
outsides are just as beautiful with the sculpture garden and everything else.
Yeah, and we have beautiful contemporary art space that's on the
Brianna Darling has an exhibit there.
Oh, yeah, we have the sculpture show, Question of Balance, that's in there now. Mm-hmm. So lots to see, always. So.
We're going to do a beer garden in that sculpture garden as part of this whole exhibit, and we're hoping to do some beer dinners and things like that. We are also looking for some sponsors, folks, so to help put this on as well. So if you want to be part of this, I'm thinking, I mean, banks that want to be involved, like, you know, talking to breweries and things like that as well, are perfect candidates for this, because this is going to be a big deal. We're going to be talking to media about this. I've got people coming in from Singapore and some Ukrainian folks that are actually in Switzerland right now, some brewers that are coming out for this as well. And then, of course, like Jack McAuliffe's daughter, Renee. And it's going to be super cool.
There'll be a lot of great things and a lot of objects. We've got a hop harvesting machine that it's the only one that's going to fit through our doors.
The Donauer.
Well, I think it's related to the Donauer hop picker, which, if you don't know, was invented in Santa Rosa by someone from Santa Rosa. And, I mean, ultimately, of course, that helped kill the hop industry in Sonoma County because
then the grapes, of course. So the Hop Kiln Winery really was a... It was a kiln for drying hops that were grown in the Russian River Valley.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing about, if you look at the deep past with the hop growing back then, everything was about, you know, you're harvesting it, drying it, and it's shipping out, right? That's what hops were.
Yeah.
But now if you're looking at the, you know, hop growing that's coming back a little bit, it's all about you know, the fresh hops.
Alexander Valley, the hop farm there. We had them on the show.
Okay, coming up in April, it is a new exhibition at the Museum of Sonoma County. It's called On Tap, Sonoma County Hops and the Beer Revolution. Eric Stanley is here. He's deputy director and curator at the Museum of Sonoma County. Of course, Herland is here, and it's the Drive Brouhaha, brought to you by Russian River Brewing, Victory House at the Poppy Bank Epicenter, Home Run Pizza, home of the knuckleball at Larkfield Center. It is Drive Brouhaha. Our guest today is Eric Stanley, deputy director and curator of the Museum of Sonoma County. And, of course, her Linda is back from London. Eric, talk about the Free Family Days. I believe the second Saturdays of the month at the Museum of Sonoma County. And they're really cool. There's art activities and a lot more.
Well, exactly. That's our day to be free to the community. And we can
bring the kids and have some fun.
Family activities. So absolutely, those are great days to go to the museum. We also always have some sort of extra activity that people can do,
led
by teaching artists or whoever.
It's a beautiful thing.
A grand opening, like event gala for World Brew Cup, Beer Cup in which is actually in Las Vegas this year. The Craft Brewers Conference, where of course everybody's going to be at, is actually going on through like the 20th through the 24th. Then we'll have people descending on Sonoma County, especially to go like to Russian River and Moonlight Brewing and stuff. And then, but now we're going to have this exhibit for them to go to. So we're hoping to have a gala or some kind of event to where people can come in and mingle and hear Tara Nuren read from her book and meet, you know, like people like Renee and Don Barkley, who actually worked at New Albion and then helped start Mendocino Brewing Company, our, you know, Red Tail Ale. But I was just telling Eric, so I almost went to Scotland because Renee, Jack McAuliffe's daughter, was telling me that what inspired, you know, England and Scotland actually inspired Jack, you know, of course, McAuliffe. I'm sure he had reasons to go to Scotland. He was in the Navy, and he actually was in the Navy in Scotland. I mean, American Navy, but they were at one of the bases there or something like that. And he fell in love with the beers there in Scotland, and that's why he was trying to do some of these beers there. But she's got all these artifacts from her dad, who is still alive. He's in a nursing home now, and he unfortunately won't be able to come to the exhibit, but... hey, we're going to have his daughter, and she's a great advocate for this as well.
All right. Again, the exhibition begins in April. It's Sonoma County Hops and the Beer Revolution. And Eric, talk more about what the exhibit's going to look like and how long is it going to run?
Yeah, well, it's going to run from, as you said, from April 20th until the end of August. So
beautiful.
We'll get all the way through the hop harvest, I think.
Yeah.
which is one of our goals there. But, yeah, and to what Herlinda is talking about, which is the beer revolution part of things, right? Which is the emergence of the microbreweries, and with New Albion being the first one. I mean, it's so stark, the break in the history.
Yeah.
To me, I was looking at, for instance, if you look at Petaluma, which had breweries that dated back to the 1850s, like 1858, all the way up to like Prohibition, and then not a single brewery until 1987 or 86.
Wow.
I mean, that's how stark that break is between, and that's what we kind of want to explore in the history to understand. Well, why was it that way, and how did it come back, and who brought it back,
and, well, and as far as the growing hops in Sonoma County at one point, as we mentioned, it was a big deal, and then it wasn't. Why did the hops stop growing in Sonoma County?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are several reasons, and it's, you know, it was they were introduced in the 1850s. They were kind of established in a major crop by the 1870s or 1880s, and were kind of peaking. I mean, I think we were one of the leading producers in the country in kind of the teens, and then leading up to and then you have Prohibition, and hops were famously up and down, right?
It's, right.
I mean, one of the cool and one of the exciting and interesting things about the history is it's a world market that even Sonoma County, even way back when, was competing in, essentially.
Sure.
But there's only relatively small amount of acreage across the entire world that's grown in. So any hiccup in one place has a massive effect on the price. So it was already extremely volatile. But then you get all the way up to so you'd see ups and downs. You'd see, you know, there was a lot of fear about for the hop growers as Prohibition was coming on, of course, naturally. But then. Yeah. Then World War I actually prompted better prices for some of the hop growers, and so you had those kinds of ups and downs. But the one of the major factors, again, was the invention of the hop harvester and the mechanical harvesting, because it just does not favor Sonoma County, in which the farms are small,
hills
and the rolling hills.
Yeah.
And so it just became more efficient, more economical to grow in places where you had big, flat, you know, acres and acres and acres, and then you didn't have to hire hand laborers.
Sure, yeah.
But then it was quite sudden too, because you get after World War II. I think we were looking at the Rayford Jones and his hop ranch, and one year, like in the early 50s, he's taking footage of the harvest, and it's kind of peak. It's very proud of it, and he's taking film of it, and within like 2 or 3 years, it's gone. And so it's the combination of that, the mechanization, and then there's other stories
grapes.
About it. Well, grapes coming in, but there's, they talk about the susceptibility to mildew that was here, and then those kinds of factors, and so it's there, and suddenly, boom, it's gone very, very, very quickly. And I think the last crop was kind of the early 60s, which was the Bussman Ranch, where they harvested that last crop, and then it's pretty much gone.
But now there's a
new generation,
like
right?
The Crane Melon Farm, those folks, they're.
They're doing hops?
Grandchildren are doing hops.
I did not know that.
Alexander Valley, they are doing grapes also, but then they have these beautiful hop, you know, they call them vines with a B.
Yeah.
And they're really tall and they're beautiful. And we did a dinner there with Subsonic Spirits, Terra Jasper, Russian River Brewery. I helped do some cocktails there for that. And we had a dinner in this table of like 200 people going down the middle of the vines that are like 10 feet, like maybe 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely amazing. I'm hoping we get to do something like that during this time as well. And then there's Warm Spring Winds Farm. I don't know if he's still doing them, but there's a few others doing
Blossom and Vine.
Blossom and Vine. That's a woman, right?
It is. Well, both Melissa at Alexander Valley Hops and then
Melissa,
Aaron,
I love Melissa.
Both and Aaron at Blossom and Vine, who we talked to. And it was just fascinating talking to them because it also gives you a picture. Back historically, it didn't matter what varietal the hop was. It was a cluster hop, right? It was just this, and it was all dried and packaged and shipped out. But now the picture is completely different, right? It's all about fresh hopping. So what's happening is the brewers are coming to these, and it's a very interactive process.
Right.
It's a very creative
process. Which it should be,
right? It's that's the kind of ideal thing.
Because you've got to use the fresh hops within like 24 hours unless you do like a freeze. Like freezing fresh hops, which actually Lagunitas helped perfect that technique, the cryogenically freezing the hops. But we have like fresh hop week, you know, of fresh hopped beers that here in Sonoma County. We're so lucky. Like Vinny and Natalie were just, and they're going to be a big part of this exhibit. They were just in New Zealand because it's summer there. You know, our winter is the summer in New Zealand, and it's hops. So it's going into like kind of like fall there right now, and they were there for hop season for the first time, and Vinny tried his first meat pie, and so Natalie was asking me, she's like, "What's your favorite pie, Ireland?" So because we were totally talking about, so I'm gonna have to make them a meat pie or something, or maybe there's gonna be one on the Russian River menu. I would be really excited about that as well.
Lamb pie.
Yeah, I would. I just passed on my way to the station. I passed a lamb farm over off of near Dutton. I'm like, I could make a pie out of that. I could do that.
The event, what again? It begins April what?
April 20th. So
and runs through August.
Yeah.
Very cool. At the Museum of Sonoma County on 7th Street, which is a wonderful place. If you haven't been there, you need to, and bring the family. It's the website is museumsc.org.
There's not much on the museum on the website yet, but there is on the Facebook page for the museum, so you should follow that and see everything that they're doing. And there'll be everything about the exhibit as well. So we can see, like, as we add events, I'm hoping. I'm really excited to be helping with this. I called over the museum, like, but you guys, I heard you're going to be doing this. Would you like some help with this?
And I said yes.
So I went down. I actually even sat in his office and read the passage about New Albion from Tara Nern's book about when Jack and Susie first walked into the space in the town of Sonoma on West Spain Street. And look, and they said, we're either going to be rich or we're going to, we're going to be poor.
Eric, talk about other exhibitions and things to do when you go to the Museum of Sonoma County, besides what's coming up.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of stuff in the works. We're actually working on a lowrider show that's going to be in that should be really
Whoa.
Cool.
That's the next song for the next break, right?
Yeah. Cool.
That we're really excited about. We got a lot of other stuff in the works, and as you mentioned, the Sonoma County Stories exhibition, which is a permanent exhibition, but that's one that changes. You know, that's the core, the heart of that is that we're continuing to, we're collecting stories. So there's stations there which you can listen to, you know, people, somebody like Babe Wood telling a story of what it was like to grow hops and how dicey the prices were and how crazy it was to do that. But we'll be adding things. In fact, I have a goal to add a couple interviews from the contemporary brewers and people who are so impactful and so crucial to it. We want to add those. So it's not just, you know, it's not just dusty old you know, old timey history. We got
we got
more recent stuff
and
too.
And
we'll have beer. I mean,
we'll have good beer.
Yeah, how can you beat that? Really? I
mean. Mark Carpenter said he would happily do a video. So did Ron Lindenbush. You know, that helped start Lagunitas. Don Barkley, who worked over there. I'm going to get Brian Hunt to do a video. You know, Moonlight. He also worked over with New Albion. Kind of in a way, they tell the same story about Jack McAuliffe shooting the AM radio when he didn't like something that was on it, and so he pulled out a 45 and shot the radio in the old truck.
A lot of people do that these days for this show. Yeah, I can hear it. Tilden Dakin, The Art of Adventure.
Oh, yeah, that's
now, this is something I definitely want to see. A California landscape painter known primarily for his oil paintings.
Yeah.
These oil paintings of the California Redwoods, the Sierra Nevada Mountains, and a lot more. I mean, this must be beautiful.
Well, it's a beautiful exhibit, and there's a lot of fun stories that go along with that one because Tilden Dakin was an incredible self-promoter and did a lot of kind of attention-getting things. For instance, he went down. He did these paintings where he would paint undersea scenes, and he got himself a diving bell and went down like off Baja California and went down into the ocean. And then there's a whole story in a magazine about him, his diving bell getting crushed by an octopus.
Wow.
And it got coverage in magazines. Like,
wow.
I mean, he did those kinds of things. That
very
that
cool.
So he had quite the life story. In addition to the beautiful paintings
that exhibit opened in December, but it's now extended until March 31st.
Yeah, to the end of the month.
So yeah. Eric Stanley, Deputy Director and Curator of the Museum of Sonoma County, and of course, Herlinda is with us. And the website is Museum. sc.org. It's on 7th Street. They're open, the current hours are open, they're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The way we've got the exhibition is you've got kind of the hops on one side and the brewing on the other. And, you know, when Prohibition hit, you know, it was a big hit for the hop growers.
Sure.
And then, but it was the thing really that turned the world into the world of only, you know, Budweiser and Coors and,
sure.
right? Because who survived Prohibition, right?
Right.
We're the biggest breweries, and that's why I think this is such a great story to talk about New Albion. Another thing to give credit to is that will be covered in the exhibition is this that when you get into that period where the beer all tastes the same and it's not quite what you want it to be, is that it kind of stimulated people who were creative and people who were home brewers, and there's the whole home brewing thing, and that's why the beer revolution we're talking about is so important to the history of it. But it's such a compelling story, and not everybody knows, I think, about what happened.
And there was women
here.
Involved.
And there were women involved.
Susie and Jane helped fund this first new brewery in America.
Yeah.
She packed up her kids. She was a single mom.
Yeah.
She was dating Jack, and she followed him to California to start this harebrained idea. And they were way ahead of their
time. I love harebrained ideas.
I've been part of many. They just went for it. And here they were. I still don't completely know. I'll have to talk to Renee, his daughter, a little bit about this. Why they picked Sonoma. Because at the time, it wasn't this place that it is now. So, you know, we'll have Renee. She'll be here, but maybe we can get her to give a call in. Before the exhibit as well.
All right, we're going to have Eric back and talk about this exhibit coming up in April when we get closer to that date. Thanks to Herlinda, as always, and Eric Stanley, Deputy Director and Curator of History at the Museum of Sonoma County. Go to museumsc.org.